shit on me.
Good morning. Welcome to Pathways Podcast. Jen is just throwing us in the middle of this. Episode 118.
118.
It is March.
It is. Yep. We're officially in March.
We're officially in March.
Does this mean that we can officially make life-changing decisions?
You can start to.
You can start to. Proceed with caution.
Weather's right? Warm. People are getting vitamin D.
Yeah, we'll see how many people make life-changing decisions today. They're all going to be like, ah, it's beautiful out. And they're going to not even be thinking about their...
Nope. It's hard to believe that about a week ago, we had to cancel our night classes because there was so much snow. So,
Now that was the night that I had to drive to Ankeny.
Yes. Yep.
And back.
Yep, like, you
in
did.
In the middle of the...
And you made it.
I didn't think the roads were that bad, but...
Yeah.
We're becoming allergic to winter in America, in Iowa, because we don't have winters like we used to.
That is true. It hasn't snowed as much this year.
Back when I was a kid.
That's right.
Couldn't even get out of my house because the snow was up over the door.
Well, I've shoveled my driveway three times this year. Three times.
Right.
That is true.
We don't want to ask how many times Vicky has shoveled it.
Go ahead and ask.
I'm going to guess, and I'm going to say none.
Hey, you can ask her when you see her.
Inside joke. Inside joke.
Cheering from the back.
We're not going there, Marcy.
That's right. We're not going there.
Jeez.
Only if Steve wasn't home, right? Yeah.
I've only shoveled three times. I almost bought a snowblower at the beginning of this year, and I'm glad I didn't.
I'm surprised that you haven't, because you used to make your boys shovel, and they've been gone for a long time. So yeah, I'm surprised you still shoveling. Don't have a snowblower.
I don't mind shoveling. My boys have said that I'm built for shoveling.
This is true.
So this I don't mind shoveling the driveway.
Shoveling or bulldozing?
Jen's like, stop.
That's how I shovel. Is I bulldoze
it. Bulldoze it.
I more or less push the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's right. He looks at it and it's like the Red Sea. Just
moving on from shoveling in snow and winter.
Thank you, Aaron.
Almost 70 degree day in Iowa.
Degrees. Yeah. Welcome back.
To go for a walk today.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Back on the platform with a new pulpit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You have a new stand. Yeah.
Took her for a test run.
It's like this wide.
Is that going to become a permanent thing?
Yeah. I'm planning on it.
That's going to be awkward for me, too, because I usually lean on the other table. I don't think I'm going to be able to lean on the music stand.
You are a little more out there with that pulpit.
Yeah.
It might fall.
I lean on the old pulpit more as the morning goes on than I do in the beginning, but... No, I like it. I like the especially from the online view. It's not on there, and it's pretty lightweight. So
we get a full shot of your entire wardrobe, including you debuted a new button down shirt this weekend.
Dry fit.
Button down shirt.
I did. Yeah,
dress shirt.
I mean, it just.
He was pretty excited.
I was pretty excited.
You were like dancing about it.
I found the shirt online and I bought it, and it wasn't that expensive. So we'll see how it holds up.
But the material wise, I mean,
it's wonderful. Once you go dry fit,
you never go back.
You start looking for dry fit in anything.
And you can find it in a dress shirt.
And you can find it in a dress shirt. Yeah, no, it's nice.
There we go.
I just felt so free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you look free.
I haven't found dry fit blue jeans yet.
Yeah, no, they're probably not good. Jen will
just
lie.
Wait. There's something out there, right along the same lines as pajama jeans.
Pajama jeans.
Well, we could tell you were energized. We could tell you'd maybe been off for a couple weeks because you came back with an energy. And not that you don't have energy most weeks, but it was good to wrap up our sermon series on core values, mission, and vision. And
it was a little nerve-wracking. I was up at like 1:30.
Back in the routine.
That morning. And I'm like, seriously? 1:30? Yeah. And I couldn't fall back asleep. And it's one of those things where you lay awake and you're going over the message in your mind, and then you start thinking, well, if I fell back asleep, and I mean, I know I have my alarm set.
Right.
But if I fell back asleep and my alarm didn't work, right, I wouldn't wake up until like 7.
Yep.
So that would be bad. So, yeah, so I was up. I was up early, and feels good to get kind of those pregame jitters back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you preach a lot, I lose that, mm-hmm, because, yeah, you know, I'm comfortable and, you know, but when you haven't done it for a while, there's always that anticipation and, mm-hmm, things like that. And I don't, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, when I was first started preaching, I needed a long time to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just don't need that long to prepare. I mean, I put a lot into it. Don't get me wrong, but it's almost like you can have too much time to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
To some point. And then, you know, that almost makes it more difficult, yeah, at this point. But no, it was good to be back, and it was good to, you know, see people again from the pulpit side of things and you know, be in that place. So, mm-hmm, felt good to be back.
Yeah, and talking about the message here, you know, the one of the first things you hit on was some poll numbers.
Yeah.
And some poll numbers showing that church attendance and the number of Americans that are going to church is on the decline, and we are now under 50% of Americans who, mm-hmm, go to church.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting.
Do.
Because we were sitting here, we were talking about, you know, like Jasper County.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're well below the national average in our own county. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you start to kind of think about that, yeah, and you know, I mean, there are those people that say they go to church, and maybe occasionally they do, but if you really break it down by the number of people that gather together regularly,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to worship together, i.e. they formed a church,
mm-hmm,
it's what, maybe a third?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's just kind of interesting. Thing. But yeah, but to me, what that says is there's a lot of opportunity for outreach.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for anybody that thinks that, you know, we have to go overseas to be missionaries, it's right, like, well, there is something about overseas missions, and mm-hmm, that's important, worldwide missions. But at the same time, I think the modern day Christian in America today is by virtue of circumstance missionary.
Right.
Yeah.
And we always have been,
mm-hmm,
but it's kind of in our minds, we've kind of let that go,
mm-hmm,
because we think, well, you know, everybody's got a church. Well, no, they don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. And if you start kind of asking them what they believe,
mm-hmm,
how does that line up with what's biblical?
Yeah.
I think too, and I don't remember where I heard it from, and I don't remember what country it is. Now, I want to say it's an African country has started sending missionaries from Africa to America.
Yeah.
Because of the need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To spread the gospel in America.
Well, I mean, you just look, yeah, I mean, when you do breakdowns, America, I mean, a lot of countries are more Christian,
mm-hmm, yeah,
by a long shot than American.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
America is. So.
Well, I think, you know, I think, and I don't have the evidence to show this, but I think, you know, just over time, you can look at our country's drift from biblical morality and the way we live our lives or the laws that are in place. I think that would parallel the number of,
yeah,
people who go to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we dip in biblical morality, we see a dip in church attendance as well. And so there is a great need. And, you know, the core values covered that, right? Unashamed, mm-hmm, of the gospel and going out and spreading the word and inviting people into a relationship with, mm-hmm, Jesus to have their hearts changed. And so we'll see, you know, we keep talking about revival too. And it'd be interesting, you know, in 5 years, what these numbers would show. Are we going to see maybe a revival where people are?
Well, and it depends on how we define revival, because revival can be a deepening,
mm-hmm,
of, mm, the church. Mm-hmm. It can mean more people, obviously, mm-hmm, but, you know, as far as numbers in the seats, I don't know. I mean, maybe there'll be some type of that kind of revival,
mm-hmm,
but it's got to be genuinely spirit
yeah
driven
yeah,
for it to be, you know, for it to be noteworthy and historical. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean the remnant of people that are still faithful? Does it mean that there will be some huge deepening repentance type, you know, return to total surrender of Christ? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I believe that's part of it. But as far as new conversions, that'll be part of it too. Mm-hmm. But to what extent? Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, I think. I mean, I look at if we just if the church in America returned to biblical Christianity, that in itself would be a massive revival,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than this kind of modernized kind of version of it's like Jesus is. I got a little bit of Jesus in my life, and that's enough. And it would be nice to just see. You know, what the church can do if everybody suddenly, we have this return to biblical truth. And so we'll see. But I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm excited to be in the position that I'm in. I have great anticipation, but I don't know what it's going to be or exactly what it's going to look like, but I'm excited.
Well, and kind of going along with that idea of, you know, what if the church did return to a biblical perspective? But a big piece of your message too was on our attitudes,
right?
And that big idea of the attitude, the mindset of to live as Christ, to die as gain. And if all true believers had that mindset, to live as Christ, to die as gain, that alone would change how we all live. And so that's a big piece of it too.
Yeah, oftentimes, and you know, I'm just stating facts. And some of it's anecdotal, but some of it's backed up by polls results. But you know, for most people, the church just kind of, and I say the church, not just kind of gets whatever's left.
Yeah.
You know, so people go out and they live their lives and they do whatever they want to do, they kind of live however they want to do, and then if there's anything left, maybe they'll give it to the gathering.
Yep.
Right? And in reality, it's exactly the opposite.
Right.
It's because, you know, the Bible talks about first fruits.
Right.
Talks about all these things, and so it's like the more Christ-centered we become, the more the church becomes, the gathering of believers becomes a part, because the church is the body of Christ.
Right.
Right. So suddenly that's placed at a higher value. And then eventually we start reinterpreting everything else as our mission or our purpose for being here.
Right.
It's as opposed to, you know, everything else apart from Christ is our reason for being here. So yeah, it's interesting. It'll be fascinating to see how things shift and what they look like. But we're already getting a sense of that. And it's really cool to see, you know, it's really cool to be a part of. So,
What else you got? No, I think that's all good. And I wrote down, you know, you had pointed out in your, what was it? Philippians 1 text and talked about, you know, as a believer, my life is to bear fruit for Jesus.
Right.
First and foremost, above anything else that comes is, you know, an afterthought.
Right.
But it's this idea, and it's bearing fruit for Jesus. It's not bearing fruit for ourselves, right? It's not selfish intention.
Right.
And the great thing about fruit, and I've said this before, is like fruit is there for other people to enjoy.
Right.
Like that's why we bear fruit, is to share it with others. And so, I think there has to be a mind shift, a choice, a priority shift. You know, what do we truly value in this life? Because if we value ourselves, if we value the world, if we value selfish things of the world, then guess what? We're not living for Jesus. We're not, our goal isn't to bear fruit. It's, again, to give whatever's left over.
Right.
You know, after we live for ourselves. And so, man, and you just see so many examples in this church that we get to see of people that sacrificially give, sacrificially serve. I mean, they give up their time on a Friday night to come prepare a meal, Wednesday night for youth to lead them or to prepare a meal, people to lead Bible studies, people to take Bible studies to grow in their faith. I mean, there's just so much. And, you know, you talked about, too, With church attendance down, you would think that giving should be down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not.
It's right. not.
No.
Right.
And so here's these people that, again, sold out Christ first, that are like, you know what, I'm going to give my first fruits. I'm going to give generously. And so we can have a place to worship. So we can have, you know, a youth group and meals and, mm-hmm. And you know, we watched a benevolence video that my wife put together, and Jen was able to share with our congregation, and man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's powerful. It's very inspiring. And, you know, and that's, you know, there's a, sometimes you can sit there and you can think about what could be, mm-hmm. or you can celebrate what is.
Right.
And what is very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, simultaneously, it's, you know, what if?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is what it is. And so you just celebrate that. And, you know, you're so thankful for people that, so, you know, I go back to when we kind of reopened after, you know, mm-hmm. we were closed down, and there was internal conversations like, well, are people going to want to come back and volunteer? And we did see a drop in volunteerism, mm-hmm. but the people that came back were just like, you know, we don't care. We just want to serve, you know, yep. we want to be involved. And that was so inspiring,
yep.
to see these people that, you know, if there's a danger, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be a part of what God is doing. And it just, I'm just so thankful
yeah.
that
yeah.
you get to see all that. And I that can't help but be inspiring to others.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has that trickle, that ripple effect, that trickle down effect that mm-hmm. is so precious too. And we see that, we just see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would just add to that too, is that attitude that we're citizens of heaven.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that when we realize who we are in Christ and that this world is not our home, that we're citizens of heaven and we're here on mission to live for Christ and to tell others about him and to help them grow and all of that, that it does change how we live. And, you know, it does make a difference. And so
why else would people put themselves
in
harm's way
mm-hmm.
to go share the gospel, whether it's in a third world country in the face of persecution or even death? Why would yep. that those churches even continue to gather?
Right.
Well, it's because this isn't it.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
They have a mission.
Mm-hmm.
They are compelled by the Holy Spirit and a heart change
yep.
to share the gospel and to be a hope for others. Man.
Yeah.
I've told this story before, but it's been a while. But, you know, like the first couple weeks after everything shut down, mm-hmm. I remember, you know, I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. I was a little scared because, you know, all these, well, I don't know what's going on. And you know, I remember going to get gas one morning and I had my sleeves down over my hands and I had the hand sanitizer and I had the mask on. And I just remember at one point, it was Philippians 1,
mm-hmm.
that it was like the Holy Spirit said to me, you need to run
yep.
until it's over.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And don't live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but that was my purpose and that was my calling in this. And so then I kind of after, you know, I had like a couple weeks where I was, you know, cause we talked about wrestling, right? So you have an issue and you go through this wrestling piece. It's like, okay, what's God's purpose in this? And that's imperative to yep. find out
mm-hmm.
because once you know God's purpose, then you can align your wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then you also have to make yourself willing
mm-hmm.
to do what Christ has called you to do. But, you know, I went from seeing this as an obstacle to an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know what, the church, we got a great opportunity here mm-hmm. and it's to show what we really believe.
Right.
And that we're not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you die, it's gain, you know, it's mm-hmm. better. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it was, I just remember going through that, and I'm thankful for Philippians 1
because, yeah.
and what Paul said in that and just how God used it to kind of, all right, Steve,
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back.
Right.
Let's get back in the saddle here. So
yep.
It was good.
Yeah. The other thing too from your message on Sunday was you talked about how in the midst of hard circumstances and whatever that might be, right, or uncertainty or whatever it is, that we can choose joy.
Mm. Yeah.
And so we don't have to be overwhelmed by fear. We don't have to be worried and anxious and all of these things. Like, we can actually choose joy.
Yeah.
And so I think too that is a mindset shift that we have to make in the midst of our circumstances, and you know, realizing that that we have to see that we're citizens of heaven, and we have to have that attitude that we're living for Christ and all of those things. But in the midst of that, something shifts in us, and it's like, no, I can choose joy here. I can choose to see what God might be doing instead of, you know, well, I'm going to be fearful because of this. But we can choose to see what God might be doing in the midst of it, and it makes a difference.
And like, Paul gives us a good example, right? As you know, you talked about him in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in prison, not as we know it, like.
Right.
2,000
years ago. It would have been a lot worse than a prison today. Yeah.
You
know,
possibly in areas where you can't even stand up straight because the ceilings were so low and just.
Yep.
Yeah, well, imagine, I mean, the poorer the situation, the worse the prisons are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they just don't have the money to.
Right. And that's not where they're going to pour their
money. And they don't care, because a lot of people in prison, they don't care if they live or die.
Yeah.
Right. It'd actually probably be better for them if they died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, it's
and here's horrible Paul conditions. In those circumstances, talking about joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably one of the nicer prisons he was probably in was Mamertine prison when he was his final imprisonment before he was put to death. And if I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of Mamertine prison, but it's just a dungeon.
Yeah.
And it's just and that it's not tall enough to stand up in.
Hmm.
So he was basically, he couldn't stand up. But yeah, if you want to do an interesting Google search, Google Mamertine prison.
There you go. A little homework for you.
That would have been an advantage. I would have had an advantage of being a small person. You probably would have struggled a little bit more.
You know, if I lived 2,000 years ago, I would probably be, I would be a major anomaly. People would probably, you know, it's kind of funny because even leaving America, people are like, wow, you know, I get all these comments about my size, and, you know, Americans are big.
Mm-hmm.
And
compared to people around the world.
You know, I'm a big American.
Yeah.
But you go outside of America, you go to Europe, and I'm just a giant. And I'm, you know, I certainly know people that are a lot taller than I am and a lot bigger than I am, but, you know, whatever. But 2,000 years ago, yeah, that would have been something.
Would have been very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Cramped prison cell.
That's right.
Yeah. I might have been able to break out.
Yeah. Might have been.
They probably figured. Well, we'll just make it strong enough to hold the average person.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. But
it's good.
Well,
anything else?
Nothing from me. You got anything else?
It's good.
Well, good to have you back. Do we have a new sermon series starting soon?
Yeah, starting Sunday. We go back to Peter the apostle, but we go to Second Peter.
Mm-hmm. Second Peter. Okay.
Yep.
Right on.
And we'll be following that through Lent.
Yep.
That'll be
and Ash Wednesday and service Ash Wednesday, tonight.
So we have an Ash Wednesday service tonight at 7.
Have you got your message prepared?
You do. Nice try.
Oh, wait. I'm giving the message tonight?
Oh, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
I guess I am. That's right.
Yep.
We officially begin Mission Possible.
We did.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. Well, we have the sign up out.
We have the sign up. The deadline is
can still sign up
noon today, right?
Yes, we did say after the Ash Wednesday service, so we can still.
So, we have like somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 people signed up.
The sooner the better. So if you are interested in participating in the Mission Possible, I don't even know. Stuff.
Challenge.
Challenge. Challenge is a good word. Mission Possible Challenge. Special agents. You'll get your special assignment. That's hilarious. Nice. Wages.
If you want to join.
You can still sign up.
If you want to join the Way Special Forces.
There you go.
You can sign up for Mission Wages. Possible.
If you'd like to be a wagent.
A wagent. A secret wagent. It's kind of cool because from our perspective, All we have are just...
We just have your number.
Like cell phone numbers.
Yeah, that's it.
So we don't really know who all signed up. And you're going to be assigned groups and text groups. And the only way you're going to know is if you already have one of the people in your group and your contacts.
Yes.
But you may not know who people are.
Right. So you'll have to identify yourself. That's your first challenge.
And if you want...
Should you choose to accept it.
Yeah.
Which you have
because you've texted us, Jen says. Yes, but yeah, so there's still time to sign up today, and the first challenge will come out tomorrow with your group. So you'll get your group tomorrow, and you'll get your first challenge.
Yeah, and
it's going to be good.
So from a technology standpoint, just know there might be some settings in your messaging on your phone.
This is a very good point.
That you need to change to a group setting. So when you send a text message back, it sends it to a whole group instead of just one person. And if you need help with that, call Jen at the office, 792-7300.
Aaron will help you if Jen's not available.
I will.
A-A-R-O-N. Yes. A-A-R-O-N.
Yes. No, that is a very good point, though, because some people have their phone set up, so it just replies.
iPhones don't have that problem. Androids have that problem.
Yes. Yeah.
You had to fix that on parents' cell phones.
Android phone, then you should look into
that. One of many problems in Android phones.
You are going to be doing a lot of group messaging. So it'll be good.
It'll be good. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Two challenges a week.
Yep. Can't wait to see how.
On Thursdays and Mondays.
How the Holy Spirit moves.
And they all have scripture that go with them.
Yeah.
So you can also dig into the scripture that goes with them and. Little extra bonus for you there.
Imagine 100 agents out there doing missional things.
That's right.
In the community, in the region. Mm. And, you know, that's the number now.
Right.
May who knows, it could double
still
by...
Still time to sign up.
Tonight.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yep.
Hopefully we get some youth that signed up for that.
I know. That would be good. Yeah. It'd be very good. People of all ages.
That's right.
Join us.
And if you want to, you could probably assign a ringtone to that group once it's established.
Oh, you could.
You could put the you could probably get
if you need help doing that, you can contact Steve.
Theme song.
Get the
mission. Imagine sitting there and all of a sudden you hear her in the background. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. That would be pretty amazing. Yep.
It all depends on how creative you want to get.
Yep.
But yeah, it all
do you need a drink?
I might. Yeah,
you have.
It all coincides with Lent.
It does. No.
Do you have a cough drop?
I don't have a cough drop. No, sorry. It does all coincide with Lent. So it'll start. Well, you can still sign up today, and then it runs the 40 days through the Lent season before Easter. And so.
Yeah, and we'll have our gathering on Monday, Thursday, which is the Thursday before Easter.
Yes. Yep. Are you okay?
You got a tickle in my throat.
That's not good.
You know, chili helps with that.
Jeez.
Baked beans. Banana bread.
You know, we should let people know that you are actually ill.
You should talk about the banana bread.
The evening and the next day after the last podcast.
My entire family ate the banana bread. No, it's not.
After I ate that banana bread, I woke up with... like shivers, hives.
After he ate the banana bread,
the little chunk that he tore out.
Yeah, the little piece like this. Yes, yeah.
I had an allergic reaction in my throat, which is still there.
A week later.
So when Aaron says he's allergic to something,
this is
he means
allergy.
That's right.
Allergic.
People make fun of me, but it's a true disease. It's a disability.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
It's between your ears, Aaron. But so Lent is as a church we embrace Lent.
Yep.
You
talk to us about Lent.
Well, Lent is it's a season. So if you kind of understand the historical perspective of Lent is that it's a season of prayer, fasting, and repentance,
mm-hmm.
right? So essentially, you know, when you see other churches doing things like meatless days and
right.
It's part of what they're doing. It's just that season. To me, it's a season of recalibration,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's very easy to allow things into your life that shouldn't be there,
mm-hmm.
even as Christians. And these things can kind of become a hindrance between you and the Spirit, kind of between you and God. It can affect your prayers. It can kind of affect, all these things. And so the way that I describe Lent is it's a season of recalibration,
mm-hmm.
because Easter really, from a church perspective, Easter kicks off the ministry year. It's so significant. It's the resurrection. Mm-hmm. And the reason why everybody shifted from the Sabbath day being on Saturday mm-hmm. to Sunday is because every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection.
Right.
Even though we don't, you know, it's not like every Sunday we're like, you know, but that's why we gather on Sunday.
Right.
There's no command to gather on Sunday from a Sabbath perspective. Mm-hmm. It's about the celebration of the resurrection and being the church. And so that's the bigger issue. So, but I think it's easy to kind of forget that mm-hmm. or, you know, not necessarily forget it, but make it less relevant in your life. And so it's just this big season of calibration. But depending on how you look at it, so it's 40 days because Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days. But depending on how you look at it, some people call it 40 days minus the Sundays mm-hmm. because it's actually longer than 40 days. From Ash Wednesday to Easter is what, 46 days? Or I can't remember the total number, but it's not 40 days. So some people, they go Ash Wednesday to Palm Sunday.
Right.
And then the final week, they call it Holy Week. Mm-hmm. And that's, even though that's a part, so we just add it all together and it's like, okay, so it's 40 plus days.
Right.
And you can enter in however you want. But if somebody's fasting, you know, as far as when you break that fast or if you break that fast, mm-hmm. that's between you and God. But yeah, that's the season of Lent, the season that precedes Easter, but it should be marked by repentance mm-hmm. and prayer mm-hmm. and reflecting on why did Jesus have to go to the cross in the first place?
Right.
And, you know, what is it in you mm-hmm. that he needed to die on the cross for?
Yep.
That's Lent.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, you know, so like remember when the Passion came out, the Passion mm-hmm. was during Lent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Lent can be a little somber because it was my sin mm-hmm. that put Jesus on the cross. But that's good mm-hmm. yeah. that you reflect on that and that right. you're sorrowful for your sins.
Right.
Right.
So it's very, very important. It's not a season of hating yourself.
Right.
It's a season of loving God because he's so good and his grace is so wonderful. But yet, mm-hmm. you know, grieving your sins and understanding. So
and it all culminates to Easter, which is a celebration.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. Easter's a celebration, and mm-hmm. You know, he's alive. He's mm-hmm. been alive for 2,000 years, but it's just that big reminder,
right.
declaration that he's alive, and yeah. So I'm excited about this year's Lent, and mm-hmm. I always am excited about Lent, but I just think there's a timing going on here mm-hmm. that's very significant. I think this is going to be. I think there's going to be a lot of spiritual things that happen mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying what the results will be, mm-hmm. but it's just you sense it. You mm-hmm. sense that there's we're moving into this really amazing season, mm-hmm. And I'm excited about it. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
It's going
to
be good.
Now is not the time to be on the outside looking in.
No.
Mm-mm. Now is the time to jump in.
That's right. Get involved.
Fully jump in. Yep. And, you know, because yeah. there's just.
Ask God what he wants from you.
Yeah.
Yep. Get yep. back into that place where you feel like you're right with him. And yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now's not the time to be sitting on the bench.
Right.
Time to get exactly. in the game.
Get in the game.
Get in the game.
That's right. Accept the challenge, Jen right. says. That's right. Yeah.
I think we need to talk about something, Marcy.
I knew you were going to say that. I thought you were going to transition and say, I know of another challenge that was accepted. That was a good transition.
If you've been joining us on podcast for a number of weeks, you've been subjected to Marcy's trash talking.
I have.
When it has come to our ping pong match. Well, that ping pong match took place.
It did.
This past Sunday.
And I have one question, Aaron.
Yeah.
Was it a challenge?
Oh, stop! Oh my goodness! I can't believe you.
Bear in mind, I saw the scores.
Okay, I did ask about shoveling earlier, so
I guess I
deserve that.
So, in Marcy's defense,
I don't.
She had a hole.
I don't have a defense
in her paddle.
For you, Marcy. I
would like to say
you.
So.
I crushed you.
I know. I'd like to say that it's Aaron's fancy paddle. He has a $40 paddle. Who buys a $40 ping pong paddle?
A young man without kids.
That's ping pong paddle that he had to glue back together before he brought it over.
So I had a paddle in shambles that I still beat you with.
You glued it back together. So my excuse was clearly
using a glue stick from my
childhood.
Gave you a little extra English.
Yeah,
that's right.
With that glue on it.
Yeah. However, then Nathan told me, he's like, "Mom, he beat you so bad that you can't say that it was just his ping pong paddle."
So we didn't even get it past 11 at one point because I was up 11-0.
He tells me at 10-0. He's like, "Do you know that if it's 11-0, that I just win?" And I was like, "Huh." Nope, yeah. Didn't know that.
I think the last game when we finally said enough is enough, I beat you 21-2.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
you gave a good effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at a lot of things.
I'm good
to be fair, Marcy, you are slightly above average because the average person or lower would have just gotten beat 11-0 every game by Aaron.
That's probably true.
Or 21-1.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would just
at least
like
you
to say,
got two.
I don't remember what the other scores were, but I did not do
there was
that
one,
bad.
There
the
was
other
one
ones,
that was 21-9.
I did not win any of them.
That's when I was trying to put a bunch of spin and trying to slam
it. Oh, right. Yeah. You were just trying fancy stuff. So yeah. That's why it was a little.
There's
closer.
A couple times you like, you hit it so bad it like hit my forehead. And I just kind of stood there and it hit me in the forehead and I was like, wow, that was really bad. But my point, moving on.
How are you that terrible?
Oh, but it was fun. Challenge over. No more trash talking. At least I hope not from you.
Thanks.
Who knows? I might bring in a trophy one of these days.
A trophy.
I might buy myself a trophy. And it could
that
be a traveling
like
trophy.
Are.
We could do this
sounds
once a
like
year.
You. Yeah.
Once a year. And if somehow like I decide to play left
handed. He's going
to
buy a trophy with his face on it.
Picture on the trophy.
Jen, I sent you the pictures, right? You have some of the pictures? Can you post those to the comment? Can you post one of those to the comment?
There's Trisha had some though. Did you get Trisha's pictures?
No,
there were some good ones though.
Yeah, I gotta suggest.
I'm like happy and smiling, and Aaron's like.
You know, I've been getting this thing in my news feed about these personalized bobbleheads.
Oh,
have you seen any of those?
No. But now we
what
all
I'm
will.
Thinking is each of you ought to get a bobblehead.
Yeah.
And whoever wins, the other person has to put their bobblehead on their desk.
Oh my goodness.
I like it.
So you're like constantly reminded. And since they're
can you
like
put a ping pong paddle,
you can
their
personalize
hand?
these bobbleheads. You can maybe get one holding
a
ping pong paddle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
We should. Well, Jen's going to look into that.
And then you can put a base on it that just says
funny.
Victor.
Champion.
Champion.
Champion of life.
Of life. Oh, wow.
And then the other one can have
glad
first
to know
loser.
You're winning at life.
First loser of life.
Because you beat me at ping pong.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Oh, my goodness.
Little Ricky Bobby quote there. All right. So anything else you want to cover?
About that?
Well, I mean, there is nothing else to cover than that. We've already covered everything. I won. By a lot.
You did. You even beat Nick. Nick's the best ping pong player.
You know, the only thing,
else.
Honestly, that would be better about that is if Marcy had won.
It would be.
That would have been classic.
Yeah.
But,
man.
I did hear that, there was a conversation before
a
the match
ping pong paddle.
Where it was determined by, I think it was Trish and Marcy, that the best policy was to let you win.
Yeah. We knew that if I won, that
Aaron would be crushed.
You wouldn't take that well. Yep, that's right.
Probably wouldn't come into the podcast on Wednesday. Couldn't show my
face. Yeah, we wanted Aaron to come to the podcast.
So there may have been a broken paddle. No. It was good. It was all in good fun. We had a good time. My kid broke one of your darts for your dartboard.
Oh.
And you probably didn't even know about that.
No, didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So you don't have an axe throwing target yet at your place.
Well, if it's going to be a competition, I will create something.
We have darts.
I have darts.
We have darts.
Do you want a dart competition for the next one? Are you good at darts?
We could do darts.
Are you good at darts?
I haven't played darts for a while.
I didn't know you were playing.
That's okay, Jen. Jen says she would have filmed it for us. She didn't know we were playing. That's okay. We don't need video evidence.
We'll film darts. I like playing darts.
Can we do a dramatic reenactment?
Boom! That would be pretty funny. Nope. I think my best shot was the one, I shouldn't even say this, it went off the ceiling and it came back and it landed on your side of the table, which clearly I think counts. I think that counts. I hit it.
The
and it
shot
went
was
off the
so
ceiling.
Bad.
It hit that would only count and if house rules were established beforehand, but generally,
oh, come on,
that's not legal.
Steve.
Are you kidding me? Why not use the wall then?
It hit the ceiling and then the wall
and then bounced onto his side of the table.
Yeah, so
he thought that was his point. I don't understand that. I thought it was pretty good. So
if it hits anything off the table, it's out of bounds.
It would have been pretty good if that was your intention for the shot. It just so happened to bounce off your pedal.
It'd be one thing. But
you were playing ping pong, not racquetball.
It's true. Yeah, although it is pretty a tight space in our basement, so.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure, though, that there are times where people play house rules where you can bounce off the wall and the ceiling. That would make it very fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Yep. Dangerous.
You could do it down there, too. It's pretty pretty tight space, so.
All right.
It's good.
Announcements? You want to talk about announcements?
We can do announcements. So it is Ash Wednesday. We have our Ash Wednesday service tonight at 7 o'clock.
But
We don't have youth group. I know. I always say today's always Wednesday says. And we have youth group tonight.
I would just add, too, about the Ash Wednesday is that we're not live streaming it.
We are not live streaming. So there will come. Get your ashes. That's right.
Yeah.
Jen's
laughing. Well, we're not live streaming it because there's a lot that goes into live streaming and
right.
You know, we're just and you know the point is the ashes. And
right.
So we're gathering together. Yep. So
yeah.
We want to encourage people to come out and join
also
us.
Just mentioning that Baxter is also having an Ash Wednesday service. Is theirs at 7? Also, yes. Jen's telling me that theirs is also at 7. Mm. And so they're gonna have a message and worship and everything there. And so they will have a service in Baxter at 7 also, and we have a service here at 7. And yeah. So, the other thing I was going to mention, the high school is still getting together. High school is meeting, and then they're going to the Ash Wednesday service.
Nice.
But, yes, middle school is encouraged to come with their families. High schoolers can come with their families, too. But, anyway, so 7 o'clock tonight, Ash Wednesday service.
There we go.
Steve is giving the message.
Gives me time to get ready, because I just found out that I was going to be preaching.
Oh, stop it. You did not. It's not even true.
It's not.
Jen's like, don't worry, I'm kidding. And then tomorrow is Kingdom Builders Men's Ministry and Women's Ministry. And actually both of them are starting new studies. They were both supposed to start a new study last Thursday. And that was the day that we canceled for the weather, even though Steve says the roads were great, but
they weren't great.
For weather. They were passable.
They were,
the morning
they were
class
drivable.
For Women's Ministry did meet last week, but the evening classes did not. And so Kingdom Builders is starting a new series that they are going to be focusing on all four Gospels, the stories that are in all four Gospels. Those are the stories that they're going to be looking at. And they start at 6:30 tonight. And Women's Ministry also starts their Bible study tonight in the evening. Like we said, the morning daytime group did meet last week. So they're on week 2. And the evening group is just starting next week. So they would love for you to join them. And there's still time to jump in. You can, for women, you can get your books at Choices. For men, you can just come. So that is tomorrow night. And then we have Operation Finding Freedom is on Friday. That's right.
Yep.
Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. Veterans are invited to come hang out and we'll do a small teaching and talk about life and how the teaching applies to your time in the military and today. And so we're excited to continue to meet and gather. It's been really small groups lately, and I think last month we actually watched the Moody Conference, and we had a new person show up and attend that. So, but no, just come get connected and develop some fellowship and brotherhood, or sisterhood.
That's good. So that is this Friday. And then some other things coming up. We're going to be starting a parenting class on March 21st. And so that is, registration is out there on our website. We are going to be working with the curriculum, The Art of Parenting. And I've actually gone through and watched all of the video series for this. And it is a great program. It's a great curriculum. And so we just love to encourage you to join that. And it's going to be a good class led by Bryce and Kathy Ingbers. And again, that starts on March 21st. So there's still time to register. Yes.
What is one thing from that video that you took that could improve my parenting?
That's a great question.
Maybe her default is go sign up for the class.
Go sign up for the class. Yes.
I can't. We've got so much going on.
Yeah. No, I think that the one thing that I take from the parenting class is just the reminder that you're parenting with that eternal perspective. Mm. And that I just feel like so many times we get frustrated with things in the moment.
Yep.
And it's not, I mean, it is about the moment, but it's more about who, as a parent, who your kids are becoming and how you're helping to shape them in that way. And so it's more about parenting with that eternal perspective in mind than just behavior modification and just stop doing that. Even though sometimes as parents we're like, just stop doing that.
Right.
And so that's a big piece of
it. How about the parental line, do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
That doesn't go over well at all.
We don't use that at our house. That's right. They see through that. Yep.
Yeah, that's not.
Yep. Right. The other thing that I would just add about this curriculum is that actually, as I was watching through the videos, one thing that I felt was that it's very relevant for people who have young kids, but people who have older kids. Mm. And so I felt like it was just a good span, and there were a lot of different perspectives and stories in there from parents who have young children at home, but also people who have teenagers and the whole gamut in between. And so that's another thing, too, that I really like about it is that it covers a wide span of parenting, because parenting is different when your kids are little versus teenagers and you're looking at helping them launch and all of that. And so, but I felt like this curriculum really covers all of that.
There you go. Children of all ages.
March 21st, you can sign up. That's right. So, and then also in March, we have Spring Fling. The bulletin says we have 12 spots left for Spring Fling. I don't know if we're still at 12 spots, but roughly 10 spots. So if you are interested in signing up for Spring Fling, we would love for you to join us. It is our fundraiser for the high school youth. They are going on their mission trip to Kansas City this summer. They're looking at raising $11,000 this year because they have more youth who are wanting to go, and we're very excited about that. Spring Fling is our major fundraiser for them with that. And we're also doing a pop can drive this year along with that for them to help raise some of that additional money. And you can bring in your pop cans either to
or your soda cans.
Or your soda cans.
There's probably some East Coasters out there that have no idea what a pop can is.
I call it pop.
I call it pop too, but I can use soda.
You call it pop.
I use soda.
Everybody in the Midwest calls it pop.
Right.
But not everybody in the Midwest is from the Midwest.
That's true. That is true. But you can bring in your pop cans or your soda cans for Steve.
But not your soup cans.
But not your soup cans. No, they are not worth 5 cents.
Or you can, any aluminum can, right?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't have to be pop or soda.
Right.
Well, I mean, it has to have the 5 cent deposit.
Right.
Right.
But you
can
bring in beer. I mean, from your neighbor, not you, from your neighbor, you can bring in your neighbor's beer cans.
Right. No, or glass bottles, anything with a 5 cent deposit.
Or your crazy uncle. Go to your crazy uncle's house and get all his beer cans.
Right.
And
yes.
Because we know it, you know, none of us drink beer.
You can bring those to Spring Fling or the week of, but not outside of that window because we don't want bugs. So
we don't want bugs.
Yeah. Right. So, or you can take them and you can get the redemption money yourself and just bring in the money and be like, here, I went and did this already.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Here's the money from my pop cans. Yeah. And so we can do that as well. Spring Fling is coming up. There is still time to sign up, and we would love for you to join us. Also coming up is the Potluck Community Meal. And so we would love to invite you to this as well. That is on March 19 from 5 to 7. And the idea of this is for fellowship within our body of believers, but also to invite people to that. And so if you know somebody that would benefit from a meal or would benefit just from fellowship with other people, we would love for you to invite them to that as an outreach. And all are welcome. So, although,
have, you,
Have you figured out what you're making yet?
No. Hmm. Have you?
Not banana bread. Or raspberry cobbler, or what else? Chili, or...
You know what?
Why you've got, why all not, of those
you've got all that stuff.
You should bring all of those things.
It's actually in the cupboard of the staff.
I saw them over there. Yeah. You could bring the little cobbler.
I'm such a giving person. I left them for somebody else.
Stick that in the oven, and there you go. That's right.
It starts on Monday. Mondays with mamas.
Oh, Mondays with mamas. Sorry. I was like, what starts on Monday? That's next on my list. Mondays with mamas. And so 9:30 a.m. This next Monday is the first Monday that they are going to start meeting, and it is for moms with little ones. So bring your little ones in. They can come and get together and play in the nursery, time of fellowship and prayer, and just good time to bring in the kids and get to connect with other moms. So Alexis is going to be leading that, and we're excited for that to start. So you can call the office with questions.
But, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. And then coming up in April, just a few things to put on your radar. We have a grief share class that is going to be starting in April. And also we're going to be offering Christian ethics in April as well. And so those are just a few things that are coming up, that more information is out, and maybe there's registrations on the website, more information on the website. So you can go to the website and find out more about that.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Marcy? Do you listen?
All right, so we go back to where we started.
There you go. You going to talk about it?
Huh?
Are you going to talk about it?
What, the video?
Yeah.
Well, we already talked about it. But that's it all starts.
It does. You can still sign up.
The first mission, the mission declarations go out tomorrow morning.
Yep.
So you've really got a deadline sometime tonight.
You get your special agent partners tomorrow and your first mission. And
your mission, should you choose to accept it.
That's right.
And there's like a final gathering, right?
Yes, Monday, Thursday. Yep, the Thursday before Easter. Mark it on your calendar.
Where we all get together and get to talk about how God moved through the challenges and
we got to see mission. And celebrate. And,
yep.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be good.
Hopefully nobody gets arrested or loses their life in the process.
You're really making people want to sign up.
Well, I mean, it's Mission Impossible. He's like constantly on the run. Right?
Should you or any member of your team
hopefully you make it across
fall
the
into enemy hands, you will be we will deny.
And you know what? Proclaim that you're a wagent and you're spreading the love of Jesus Christ to your captors.
I like wagent.
Yeah,
good.
I like that.
Well done,
stick.
Jen.
Special go, Jen. Wagent.
That's right.
Special wagent, Steve Herma.
That's right.
Oh,
it'll be good. It's time to go.
Jen says,
"We love you guys.
Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in.
Have a great day.
We hope to see you tonight.
Tonight
and on
7 p.m. Ash Wednesday.
Blessings."